UFC champions are a rare breed.
John Jones has regained the throne!
These title holders represent the very best of their weight classes.
Oh! She hurt him!
Amanda Nunes knocks Chris Cyborg out cold!
The track records that prove they are a cut above the rest.
That is what champions are made of.
At 185 pounds, it's undisputed champion Robert Whittaker.
The Reaper!
And UFC 234 in his home country of Australia will welcome members of his division, representing the past, the present, and the future. Challenging Whittaker for his belt will be Kelvin Gastelum, a relentless pressure fighter with lightning-quick finishing ability, who's long held high hopes for gold.
All my life, this is all I visualized, and now is the time.
Oh! The 1-2 from Gastelum!
He's strong, he's hungry, he's young.
Oh my God!
But he's not going to make it through the night.
Oh! Robert Whittaker!
The night's co-main event features the greatest middleweight in UFC history.
Oh!
As legendary former champion Anderson Silva makes his long-awaited return to MMA.
At one time, the best fighter living, pound for pound, on Earth.
With a laser focus on the ultimate prize.
Bang! He makes you pay.
Anderson's come back to prove I have a chance to take my belt.
Standing in his way is the new breed of freestyle fighter.
The way he throws those shots.
Undefeated kickboxing and MMA champion, Israel Adesanya.
I've watched him play the game for years. Now look how the tables have turned.
Oh! Big left out right! Now the uppercut in the knee!
I get to fight him and whoop his ass.
I aim and fire. Down the barrel.
That's the last style bender, folks.
Before the land down under plays host to the first pay-per-view event of the year. Witness multiple generations of marquee middleweights.
This kid is on another level.
Prepare to write their legacies in Melbourne. This is UFC 234.
This is your UFC 234 preview, and this is the fight show here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network on Twitter at the SGP Network. Coming off the back of a very impressive episode one of the fight show, where the picks went 4-1. Manny Pacquiao managed to win on points against Adrian Broner, went 3-1 with our UFC picks. Only the main event let us down, where TJ Dillashaw was mauled by Henry Cejudo. I still think it was a very early finish, but we were nowhere near cashing our points bet for that one. It was an out-and-out first-round stoppage. But we did go 3-1 with the other picks, and obviously our main bet on Manny Pacquiao on points did land. So a strong start for the fight show in episode one. Hoping for more here on episode two as we cover the first major UFC card of 2019, UFC 234. And we have a main event fight, which is obviously worthy of main eventing. And we have a co-main event fight, which is in itself worthy of main eventing, as we see Anderson Silva take on Israel Adesanya. This could be the big send-off for Adesanya, and it could conversely be the retirement fight of Anderson Silva if it goes according to the script, which would be Israel Adesanya knocking out Anderson Silva. Much easier said than done. We will come to that fight second. We're going to start with the main event, where Kelvin Gastelum challenges Robert Whittaker. And Gastelum has been a long time pretender, has been there or thereabouts, has had problems making weight, has had problems with camps, has had problems with trainers. But when you cut all of that shit out, what you do have is a world-class MMA fighter and a world-class UFC fighter and a worthy contender here for Robert Whittaker's title. I just don't see Robert Whittaker being dethroned in his hometown. What I think UFC will want to come out of this fight is Robert Whittaker's next defense. I think they would want him as a company to get through Kelvin Gastelum here and then face the winner of whoever wins that co-main event. And it's marketable either way. Either you have the new sensation or you have the sensational comeback of Anderson Silva. But I think primarily what UFC will be looking for here is for Robert Whittaker to get past Kelvin Gastelum. But that's not going to be an easy feat. Both people here in this fight are strikers. Gastelum is a pressure striker. He's going to come forward. He's going to put the pressure on. It's going to be hard for Whittaker here to take rounds, even though he is the superior striker when it comes down to power. And he'll be looking to land that shot and try and end this before it reaches the full 25 minutes. That's not to say that Whittaker has no chance of winning this fight if it does go down to points. It's just that his best chance would be to try and stop Kelvin Gastelum, and Kelvin Gastelum isn't a guy who's been regularly stopped here in the UFC. He only comes into this fight with 3 defeats at his entire record, and Whittaker himself has 4. So this is going to be a tough fight to call. Looking at the odds on this fight, what we have here is Whittaker priced up at the 1-2, the -200 favorite. Sorry, we have Kelvin Gastelum, who's available at 15-8, and we have Whittaker via knockout at 5-4. Whittaker via decision at 2-1. Gastelum via knockout at 13-4, and Gastelum via decision at 6-1. We have 66-1 on the draw here. Looking at the rounds here, we have over 2.5 rounds at 4-7. I like that bet. I even like over 3.5 rounds at 5-6. Fight to go to distance at 6-5. There's not too much value there, I don't think. I think going over 3.5 rounds, so 2.5 minutes into the championship rounds, is a better bet, because anything can happen in that last 7.5 minutes. And if you're offering me 6-5 or 5-6, I'm going to take 5-6 -120 as opposed to the +120, and not play out those final 7.5 minutes here in the odds. As I said earlier, Kelvin Gastelum is a pressure fighter. He will come forward. He will apply pressure. He may not strike with as much power as Whittaker, but this certainly does lend itself to the possibility that Gastelum is going to pick up rounds here. I think it's going to be important for Whittaker to land the more significant strikes to catch the eyes of the judges, and of course that's where home field advantage will come in. So despite the fact that Kelvin Gastelum is more built to win this fight on points, he won't necessarily do so in front of an Australian crowd, where Whittaker is 14-1 fighting in his own country. He's also riding a 9-fight win streak here. For me, I'm not going to get too fancy with this one. I'm not going to look at points. I'm not going to look at knockouts. I'm not going to look at rounds. I'm going to look at a straight -200 bet here on Whittaker to win this fight. There's bigger fights out there for him, and in turn there's bigger fights out there for the UFC. Kelvin Gastelum, I do feel, is quite overdue for reaching this pinnacle and finally becoming a UFC champion, but I don't think it's going to happen for him today, or tomorrow rather. I think that Gastelum will come up short one way or the other, and I think Robert Whittaker is going to take this fight, ride the 10 fight win streak, ride the 14-1 home record, ride it out with Robert Whittaker here in the main event here in his hometown. I think we are getting a fairly respectable price here, and I do think that this one will close out with a happy, happy home country. Just to note as well, this is happening in the afternoon in Australia, so you are going to get this at your usual US time. So it's going to be 3 a.m. in the morning for me, and the main event's going to be going on around about 6 a.m. US time, depending on where you are in Vegas, that's going to be around about 10 p.m. at night. And obviously, if you're watching that in New York or somewhere like that, it's going to be around 1 a.m. for you guys. So it's going to be normal UFC fight times. For these Australians, it's going to be in the afternoon, so it's not going to have too much bearing on them. I think at this point they'll be very much acclimatized to the entire thing. It's not going to be that much of a big deal, in my opinion, to be fighting at 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So let's just get that one covered as well, because a lot of people may be wondering what time this is going to be coming on, and if it's going to be, especially if it's going to be coming from Australia, it's going to be catered for you, the US audience. So this isn't going to be a problem for you to watch, and it'll work out fine as well for the guys over in Australia as well. Let's move on to that second fight, the co-main event that we wanted to cover here fairly extensively. And of course, this one pits Anderson Silva against Israel Adesanya, where the bookies are not giving Anderson Silva much of a chance here. They have Israel Adesanya priced up at 1-5 minus 500 to win this fight. They have Anderson Silva available at 4-1. Anderson Silva's method of victory, 7-1 on the knockout, 10-1 on points. Israel Adesanya is 4-5 on the TKO, KO, or submission. And he is 2-1 to win via decision. I don't have the knockout and submission specific odds here, because they're relatively pointless for this fight. Adesanya is not going to be going for a submission against Anderson Silva. I think that if he gets it done, it's going to be specifically via knockout. The price of 4-5 does give you both options. If I do shop around and have a look at other bookies, I can give you the price specifics here. So I will do that for this fight, because some of you are interested in that. So we have Anderson Silva submission 14-1, 12-1 decision, and 17-2 via knockout at this particular place. Adesanya, again, 4-5 via TKO, is exactly the same price if you take it with the submission added. So it's relatively pointless, even figuring a submission is. It's as big as 25-1. It's not going to happen. There's only going to be two ways he wins this fight, and that's going to be via a knockout or via decision. So what way are we leaning? Well, I'm giving Anderson Silva a little bit more respect than some of the pundits are, especially via this price. Both men are counter fighters, and won't be anxious to put themselves into bad spots. So I'm expecting this fight to easily surpass the 1.5 round mark at least. I don't see any kind of explosive early finish. As I said, they are counter punchers. They're not going to be looking to expose themselves to put them into any kind of bad spots. This fight to reach the entire distance is at +150, and for Adesanya to win this fight on points, it's 2-1. That's the bet I like. I don't think that Adesanya is going to win it inside the distance. Silva's sole legit knockout loss in the whole of UFC came against Chris Weidman when he was massively fucking around. If you remember, he was on that undefeated streak for years and years and looked unbeatable. And then he came up against Weidman, got caught clowning around, and then of course in the rematch ended up with that broken leg, which was just a horrific injury back in the end of 2013. So I don't expect that Anderson Silva's going to be coming in here and playing games, and I don't think Adesanya is going to come all guns blazing looking for a knockout, because Anderson Silva, even at his age of 43 years old, will be able to find a counterpunch and knock this guy's head off, because this is Anderson Silva at the end of the day. This guy still trying to get it done, and I think he knows his body a little bit better than we know his body, even though we all profess to be experts here, and obviously it will have some effect. He's not going to be the same fighter that he was 6 or 7 years ago. I just don't think that Anderson Silva at 43 is like a normal guy at 43 years old. In saying that, I do think that age will have some factor. I do expect Adesanya to be the superior striker here. I do expect him to land more shots and put more rounds in the bank. And I think when it comes down to being in the position that Israel Adesanya's in, and you can add the win of Anderson Silva onto your resume, I don't think that you go hunting for a knockout on this night that's going to ruin everything. If the knockout's there, I think he'll take it. He's minus 145 to win inside the distance, but I much prefer this fight to go over 1.5 rounds, even to touch the distance, but especially at +200, taking Israel Adesanya to win this fight on points and just outworking and having more speed than the aging Anderson Silva. But by no means am I expecting it to be a foregone conclusion that we have this big changing of the guard moment here, and Anderson Silva is banged out into retirement with a spectacular Israel Adesanya knockout. Yes, Adesanya will probably go on to fight Robert Whittaker, but I don't think that he's going to have this spectacular knockout on his resume. Anderson Silva ain't no tomato can, even at the age of 43. So I'm leaning Adesanya on points here, and I think this one could potentially go the distance for sure. Looking at a couple of other fights here on the card that I just wanted to briefly gloss over before we close out. We've got Jim Crute versus Sam Alvery, Smiling Sam Alvery. I haven't seen Smiling Sam Alvery participate in any kind of fight that's remotely entertained me in his career. I'm expecting this one to be relatively negative. I'm expecting it to be relatively boring. I think Crute is the better fighter, but Sam Alvery just manages to grind and these boring wins out on points, and he's a massive 4-1 shot to win this fight on points. Crute to get it done on points, you can find that as big as 2-1. I think the safest thing here is to take this fight to go to the distance. It's 10-11 to go to distance. Yes, it's 10-11 to go to distance. No, I would plod for yes, because I just can't bet against Sam Alvery. He's not that great of a fighter. He's certainly not been in many interesting fights. Never found his fights to be particularly good, but he has stolen a lot of money off me in the past by grinding out points victories, and I'm not going to bet against him in this fight. I do fancy Jim Crute narrowly on points, but you're much better off just taking the -110 here for the fight to go to distance, as I think that it will do. The final fight I want to look at on the main card is a complete and utter pick'em here, according to the bookies. We've got Ricky Simon taking on Reina Yaya, and I'm not seeing anything major here in terms of something where I want to put 2-3 units on, just probably a small half unit bet on Simon. Yaya constantly surprises me and impresses me, but his gas tank is a bit of a liability, and Simon has some strong wrestling. I think if the younger man can survive the early Yaya like onslaught, then I think Ricky Simon will be able to finish this fight, or at least win the last half of the fight on the cards, much like Joe Soto did. Joe Soto took Yaya to pieces at the end of the fight when he beat him. So I'm expecting something similar here for Ricky Simon. I think he's a good pick here as a pick'em, and I think he will get the win over Reina Yaya. One other bet I want to look at, just a quick double that I picked out from the prelim cards. I think you could win decent money by putting together Devontae Smith and Jalen Turner. If you parlay those two together, so if you have £100 on that one, it does end up returning £215. I like that as a prelim double, and running through the rest of the card, as I said, I like Ricky Simon to win. I like the Sam Alvery fight to go to points. I like Israel Adesanya to win on points, although I also like that fight to go to distance. And outright, I like Whittaker to win in the main event against Calvin Gastelum. So that summarizes my picks. I will be giving out a few more picks over on my website at lockbetting.com, where we have a very, very strong UFC record. There's also other stuff available on there, such as Premier League or EPL picks for tomorrow, other soccer picks for tomorrow, and of course the European show, which has an 18-3 lock record. So don't forget to go and check out lockbetting.com, where, as I said, we'll also have more picks here from this UFC card This has just been a general breakdown of the main card, and you do have picks there for the main two fights, which I think most people will be focusing on, because we have a strong card here where we have two fights at the top, and either one of them could have main evented, especially when you look at the logistics of the Israel Adesanya fight and Anderson Silva, where you have the greatest of all time going up against a prospect who's looking to take over the crown, an undefeated prospect as well. It's a really good script. It's a really good recipe for a big UFC card. And as I said, Adesanya and Anderson Silva could have easily main evented anywhere else, but obviously Whittaker has the edge here because A, it's a title fight, and B, he's fighting in his home country. So that's it from me. I hope you guys enjoy this UFC card tomorrow. Hopefully we can keep the strong start running here on the Fight Show. I've been Billy. Good luck with all your bets as always, and thanks for listening.